सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। ब्रह्मार्पणं ब्रह्म हविः ब्रह्मार्पणं ब्रह्म हविः ब्रह्माग्नौ ब्रह्मणाहुतम् ब्रह्माग्नौ ब्रह्मणाहुतम् ब्रह्मैव तेन गन्तव्यम् ब्रह्मैव तेन गन्तव्यम् ब्रह्मकर्मसमाधिना ब्रह्मार्पणं ब्रह्म हविः ब्रह्माग्नौ ब्रह्मणाहुतम् ब्रह्मैव तेन गन्तव्यम् ब्रह्मकर्मसमाधिना दैवमेवापरे यज्ञम् दैवमेवापरे यज्ञम् योगिनः पर्युपासते ब्रह्माग्नावपरे यज्ञम् ब्रह्माग्नावपरे यज्ञम् यज्ञेनैवोपधुवति यज्ञेनैवोपधुवति दैवमेवापरे यज्ञम् योगिनः पर्युपासते ब्रह्माग्नावपरे यज्ञम् यज्ञेनैवोपधुवति श्रोत्राधीनीन्द्रियाण्यन्ये श्रोत्राधीनीन्द्रियाण्यन्ये संयमाग्निषु जुह्वति संयमाग्निषु जुह्वति शब्दादीन्विषयाण्यन्ये शब्दादीन्विषयाण्यञ्च इन्द्रियाग्निषु जुह्वति इन्द्रियाग्निषु जुह्वति श्रोत्राधीनीन्द्रियाण्यन्ये संयमाग्निषु जुह्वति शब्दादीन्विषयानञ्च इन्द्रियाग्निषुपति सर्वाणीन्द्रियकर्माणि सर्वाणीन्द्रियकर्माणि प्राणकर्माणि चापरे प्राणकर्माणि चापरे आत्मसंयमयोगाग्नौ आत्मसंयमयोगाग्नौ जुवति ज्ञानदीपिते जुवति ज्ञानदीपिते सर्वाणीन्द्रियकर्माणि प्राणकर्माणि चापरे आत्मसंयमयोगाग्नौ जुवति ज्ञानदीपिते द्रव्ययज्ञास्तपो यज्ञाः द्रव्ययज्ञास्तपो यज्ञाः योगयज्ञास्ततापरे योगयज्ञास्ततापरे स्वाध्यायज्ञानयज्ञाश्च स्वाध्यायज्ञानयज्ञाश्च यतयः संशितव्रताः यतयः संशितव्रताः द्रव्ययज्ञास्तपो यज्ञाः योगयज्ञास्ततापरे स्वाध्यायज्ञानयज्ञाश्च यतयः संहितव्रताः। We started to verse 24, very famous off-quoted verse. With this verse 24, this topic concludes. Action of the enlightened, not binding. Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yoga. How, when you do an action which is underlined by Jnanam, it doesn't bind you. When you do an action, if that action is underlined by Jnanam, awareness, that Jnanam will not bind you. An action of an enlightened person is not binding. That's the topic. In the previous verse 23, he said, acting for yajna, his whole action is dissolved. Yajna yacharata karma samagram pradiviyate. His whole action is dissolved. Na buddham kshiyate karma, says a shloka. Without experiencing, enjoying the consequence of the action doesn't dissolve. That's the meaning. In other words, you having done an action, you will have to face the consequence. Nabuktam chiyate karma. Right? A karma, when you do, the karma phala will have to be experienced by you. In other words, karma tattvam says, you can't do a karma and somebody else will experience the phala of that. You do the karma, you will experience the phala of that. Yes or no? The phala is paap punya. You understand? You will have to go through your paap and punya. And secondly, if you've done an action, you will necessarily have to go through paap and punya. But there is one exception to this. What is the exception? If that karma is done with knowledge, then you will not go through paap and punya.
Knowledge of doer.
Knowledge of the Atma, which is non-doer. Are you seeing? Which is a non-doer. So basically when they say karma will bring its results, paap and punya, if the karma is done by the person who is doing the karma with an attitude of doership, then he will have to face the consequence of paap and punya. So if the person who is performing karma is doing it out of ajnanam, thinking that he is karmi, who is a doer, then that action will have consequence which he will have to go through. But if he does an action, doesn't matter what action, if he does an action but without doership, which is possible only when he has gained the knowledge that he is Atma, which is Akarta Abhokta. We constantly studied about this in so many verses. We spent so much time on it basically. Because that's a very important portion. Because that is the primary message that Lord Krishna is trying to give here. Right? Therefore we spent a lot of classes on it. Karma in akarma, akarma in karma. That portion I am referring to. So here, what he is saying is, every karma has a certain karakas. In other words, when the world is analyzed and split into stula, stula and sukshma, meaning subtle, gross, etc. Or dvandvas, pair of opposites, or panchabhutas, etc. Adishankara goes about saying, what is this world, what is this jagat? He says, kriya karaka phalatmakam jagat. Kriya karaka phala rupam jagat. In other words, kriya means
karma,
action. Kriya means action. Karaka, what is karaka? Karaka means the karanam of kriya.
The reason.
For the action. Then phala, the third, that action will have result. So the world is analyzed and split into three by Adishankara. Kriya, karaka, phala, rupam, jagat. They are good word. Right? Kriya means action. Karaka means the cause of the action. Then the effect. So this word is cause-effect relationship. Basically, you have to put it in the English. So what is karaka? Karaka janya kriya. Kriya janya phalam. Meaning, from karaka comes action, from action comes result. Now what is karaka? There are six karakas mentioned. The person who is doing the action, the doer. Karta. Then karma, the object. karma here means not action but the object. Then the ka, the karana instrument which is used to do the action. Then sampradana means when you do a yajna, you do the yajna for invoking devata. That form is sampradana. Then from there you do the yajna, apadana. Then into which you are pouring the ghee. That is adhishtana. So basically they say there are six karakas. Karta,
Slowly,
during the time.
Which is a six car?
Six karaka. These are all. Okay, if you want to understand it, that's very fine.
The last one.
Okay, I'll explain one more.
No, the last.
Last one is Adhishthana.
First, tell us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Patience. Karaka, karta.
First is karta.
Good. Then, karma, object here. Karma means object here. For example, you pour the havis into the fire. Object havis is karma. Then, karanam, the instrument that is used. You understand? That is karanam. Then, you are doing the yajna for invoking a devata. That is for sampradanam. Sampradanam.
Fourth is?
Sampradanam. Then,
what is that? Third is karma.
For a devata, you are doing the yajna, right? For something. That for is sampradanam. Exactly. For sampradanam. Then, apadanam. Apadanam means from. From here, I am doing this. From? Yes. From this house. You understand? That is called apadana. Then, place, whatever. Into which you are doing. That is adhishtana. You pouring the ghee into the fire. Into the yajnakur. To. From to. You write a letter from to, right, like that. You are doing the ritual of yajna. You are pouring the havas into something, na? But into which an action is being performed. In other words, basically what you need to understand is,
you don't do any other words. Just take these six one by one. Just is for adhyatma, that's what I'm going to tell you. Just do these six words.
No, 1 minute. Let's not get confused now, please. Basically, I only mentioned this for you to understand that there are six reasons for an action. The karta, karanam, sorry, karta, karma, karanam. Then, for a purpose, you do the action. From a place, you do this. Into which, you do it. To which you give a dana, you give to somebody, right? So that to also should be there, for also should be there, from also should be there, all this. Now having said this, not necessary that all these karakas should be there for the action, but without any of them, no action will be possible.
You can have
one or two or three more, you understand? But karta is a very important aspect. Remember this.
So with what intention?
Karta now at the moment is the person who is doing
it. The doer.
Right. So we are going step by step. To make it easy, we are going step by step. So out of these karakas, not necessary all karakas should be there. Okay. Like for example, in this verse that we, since we already chanted this verse last week, I'm not asking you to chant again. Verse 24. We are in verse 24. This is a very famous off-quoted verse, especially because this is chanted before meals. Why is this chanted before meals? I'll take it up next. But first we are discussing about this. By the time we finish and the lunchtime starts, you will know. Don't worry. So the point is, four karakas are given here and phala is given. in this verse. Right? Four karakas are given. Not all the six. Four karakas are given. And phala is given. In other words, when a karta performs action, basically what he is trying to tell here, let us understand the gist of it. Right? Without getting too much into grammar and all that. The gist of it he is trying to say is, when a karta performing karyam, does he have karaka buddhi, kartrutvam, or does he have brahma buddhi? Or atma buddhi, that he is atma. If he does an action with karaka buddhi, then he will necessarily have the papam punya. But if he does the action with brahma buddhi, then the exception comes into effect where the pap and punya is not there. This is the same thing I said in a different way. If you do an action with awareness, then the pap and punya is not there. So you can take the example of what we discussed in so many classes about so many things. When a person is doing an action of giving, but he is doing it with kartrutva, he will have punya. If you take the action of somebody killing somebody, which Arjuna is being told as it were by Krishna to do, right? There, if the karaka buddhi is not there, but brahma buddhi is there, even such a crime in the world's perception will not bring papan. For example, when a soldier goes and fights and apparently he is killing people, the other opposing soldiers, he is killing a human being, or killing human beings rather, yet the country awards him, rewards him, not send him to jail. Why? There when he did not do it with karaka buddhi, he did it with country buddhi. Are you with me? His little self was dissolved, and when the little self is dissolved, the action will not have the consequence. So here I would like you to...
Personal motive nahi.
Exactly. Egoless action. Personal motive kuch bhi nahi hai. Here I would like you to dwell on two words, innocence and ignorance. Child is innocent, an adult is ignorant, a mature individual or a jnani in the context is again innocent. That is why Vedanta says you move from innocence to ignorance to innocence. Okay. What it means is, when you were a child, you were unconsciously innocent. Then you become consciously ignorant. Then you become consciously innocent. The child is having no ego, no doership. Are you with me? Whether the child is giving or taking. But adult has ego. With ego, only the physical body is grown, that's why we call him adult. Maturity is not got. By default, all of us will become adults. Unless you die early. You understand? So therefore, adult has ego and he is doing an action. He may not know that such an action has a consequence. For example, you go and drive on the left hand side in certain countries, right hand side in certain countries. You go and drive on the right hand side, where you should be driving on the left hand side. You can't say, I didn't know the law. Ignorance is not an
exception.
They won't say, oh, you didn't know the law, okay, we'll let you free. You understand? Ignorance is not an excuse. But the innocence is, if you understand innocence in this way. Right? So, the person who was in unconscious ignorance moves to unconscious innocence moves to conscious ignorance. Then from there, we have to move to conscious innocence, where you function, do an action. Action may be of giving, action may be of taking. Giving somebody's life, taking somebody's life. But you are doing it as a Brahman, Atman, which is Akarta. Then you do not have the phalam. You do not have to go through the consequence of the phalam. Now, if you try to misuse this word, verse, before becoming a matured individual, remaining an adult, but putting on an act that you are mature, you would still be having phalam. It is not as though the consequence will not be there. Are you with me? You can't cheat the law. If you are genuinely not having the ego, only then. Therefore, when a person, jnani, does an action with Brahma Buddhi, that person's action will not have the consequence. He will not have the action becoming vasanas. Fruit of an action is, the phala is vasanas. From vasana comes desire. Thought, from thought comes desire, from desire comes action, from action comes vasanas again, provided you do the action with kartritva, bhoktritva, bhava. So here basically he is trying to say a jnani does an action with this bhava. Like for example, wherever you go, whatever you do, you never ever for a moment lose the awareness or consciousness that you are a woman. You understand? Wherever you are, whatever you do you lose the awareness that you are a woman? Or a man? You don't. Exactly like that, in the previous verse he said, a jnani's mind is established in knowledge. Now for our case, when we are sitting in the class, we say Atma, Akarta, Abhokta. Then 12:45, when the class is over, somebody comes and scratches your car a little bit. Finish the fellow. You understand? All Akarta, Abhokta, everything is gone for a toss. First of all, anything that you do without doership, I've already said, is a mental mission. But the point is, if you say, I'm doing it because of that, you can cheat everybody. You can't cheat yourself. You know it very within you. So you will definitely be tossing on your way.
As the action with sacrifice, then also we burn the vasanas.
Pardon?
If we do any action with yajna, sacrifice.
Same thing. Yajna means knowledge. Knowledge, with the knowledge of the higher ego is sacrifice. That is yajna. Yajna simply means sacrifice of ego.
No, but if you do it with sacrifice,
exactly. If you do an action which happens to be giving, but you do it with ego, then you incur punya. I told you. If you do an action which happens to be killing of somebody, you do it with ego, you incur pap. If you do an action of giving or killing, but if you do it without ego, you incur no pap or punya.
So, well, do we have another question, Namaja? I'm putting you right now. Then if you can answer it later, because we are coming into this class. Is that, if like, I face a problem that supposing I am an egoless person and I do just like in the Brahma, and people around me start taking advantage of that, then how do I deal with it? That question I will leave with you.
See, I don't have to answer this later on. I'll answer it right now because it's very much into the context.
Right.
How can anybody take you for a ride if you are truly egoless person? Because egoless person has no problem in giving them back also without ego. You understand? Therefore, you are not an egoless person. You are a person who is falsely modest. When I say you, I don't mean you. I mean, the example mein, kya hota hai? Oh, I should not hurt anybody. I should not talk like this to them. They'll get hurt. Basically, the feeling of the separateness from the total is there. If I talk, this is what I said. If somebody talks, identifying with the total, he's not talking as that individual. But in that group, there may be people who conceive him as egoistic. That's a different matter. Let them think what they want. But as far as you are concerned, you are very clear. I am talking as a total, not as a part, separate entity. Then, when somebody needs to be given whatever that is, you will also do that without ego. But in your mind, if you give only, then it is without ego. But if you are punishing somebody, then it is with ego. That means you still not overcome ego.
No, only one more thing was that supposing I have done out of love, out of affection, or out of saying that, okay, you know, I trust this person, and that person starts becoming rude, or that person takes advantage in that context of love.
Egolessly, whatever actions you have to take, you will take. You will not hesitate. If it means throwing the person out of the organization, if it means giving him a warning notice memo, whatever it is, this is your last warning. One more time you do, you will be out. Why should I have the ego that I am punishing him? Law is punishing him through me. You understand? If I am personally to a lot of people, they say, please excuse me, I will not be able to pass this law, this sentence. Why? As if I am doing it. You are not doing it. This is what Krishna has been saying from the beginning. A fellow who thinks he is a killer, fellow who thinks he can be killed, both are fools, he said in the second chapter, if you remember. So if I think I am doing it, obviously I have passed the punya. If I think I am not doing it, it's being done through me. When I do an action to somebody, then I say the action is done through me. But if the action is done to me, then I say, no, that fellow is hurting me. Then you are talking like that Bali example I gave you earlier. When it is convenient to you, you take this chance. I don't know whether I told you this before. Very ardent follower of Siddhanta, who is still there, you sat in my classes in Dubai. Very lovely person, she is an Australian. Her name is Ruth Sinclair. So, she used to, in fact, before I got my license in Dubai, she used to take me for the classes up and down between Abu Dhabi and Dubai and all this. So one day she said, sir, I want to talk to you for a while, let's go to a restaurant and talk. She took me to Hilton on the Carnish, it's a beautiful place. On the Carnish, Hilton, Hilton sat, two seats were reserved. And they gave a seat next to a big, huge tank in which lobsters are all there. Right? Lobsters, yeah. I told you, right?
Yeah.
So she said, suddenly she asked me, she used to be a non-vegetarian even before she came to Vedanta, she gave it up. But Rasa is not gone. Mm-hmm. So she is saying, really all this is illusion. I am also Brahman. Lobster is also Brahman. Right? Why not I eat lobster? What is wrong? Absolutely nothing wrong. Actually, you know, there is nothing wrong. But tomorrow, you get caught with somebody. They want to chop your fingers for having, what do you call it, finger chips. No, I said they're cannibals. Then there also you are the same animal. Then it's okay. No, there too. No. Then you are still not a jnani. You are only a jnani. Then she ordered vegetarian food for herself. In other words, what I'm saying is, please understand this. When you do to others, you may speak like a jnani. When others are doing to you, you speak like karta. Kartrutva bhava. That means you are a fake jnani. Exactly. You are a fake jnani.
No, I
was only
trying to
take
model.
No, you are not. That's what I'm trying to say. A lot of people do it without understanding. You know, that thing is vichara. Vichara is what? You say vichara.
Vichara
is vichara. Vichara is pity. It is not compassion. Compassion should be made of sterner stuff. Like Shakespeare says, you should be cruel only to be kind. If at all you are cruel sometimes, you have to be cruel only to be
kind.
Be cruel only to be kind, he says. That being cruel only to be kind means what? Don't again justify these things. You will try to justify these sentences wherever you are cruel. Actually, if you are kind with, like for example, you are very, very strict with your child. You are not well. Doctors told you you can't eat these things. No! When you say no to her very forcefully, then are you being kind or cruel? You are being
kind.
So therefore, understand these things correctly. So here also, Lord Krishna Yudhna is trying to take you away from action. Our mind is constantly thinking, action per se is sin or virtue. Action per se is not sin or virtue. If the action was underlined by knowledge of the Atma, that Atma is akarta, abhokta, then whatever may be the quality of the action, it will not have sin. Here when we say sin means both pap and punya. So if the action happened to be good, but it is done with lot of kartrutva bhava, then there will be punya. So here he is talking about one such jnani who is doing action with Brahma Buddhi. That is what it means when he says Brahma Karma Samadhiya. In the end, in this verse, Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Havihi, Brahma Agnav, Brahmana Hutam, Brahma Ivatena Kantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. So when he says Brahma Karma Samadhi, Brahma Karma Samadhi means one who is absorbed in Brahman, even though he is seen transacting with the world. That's what Brahma Karma Samadhi means. He's talking about a Grahastha Jnani here. Grahastha Jnani is transacting. The transaction may be in the temple, the transaction may be in the share market, the transaction may be on the battlefield. Really, wherever he is transacting, he is Brahma Karma Samadhi. Samadhi means he is absorbed where? In Brahma. Brahman. He is absorbed in Brahman. His mind is established in Brahman, immaterial of all the transactions. That's why I say, whatever transactions you may be going through, you never forget that you are a woman. You never forget that you are a man. Like that in you, nobody is coming reminding you, you are not having reminders, I am a man, I am a woman. You know that you are a man. That awareness is not lost. So that is why we say in some other context, when we talk about sense control also, it is not the quantum of consumption, it is the awareness you maintain in the consumption. Yes, we talk about it later on some other context when we talk about self-control. So, Brahma Karma Samadhina means one who is established in Brahman in whatever transaction. And in those days, the Karma Kanda was very prevalent. The performance of Yajna was very prevalent. Even today, in Brahmin community, the Grahastashrama Brahmin goes through this Agnihotra Yajna almost daily. There are people who follow this religiously. Maybe very few Brahmins are there who follow this, but Agnihotra ceremony is taken here. To say, when a Grahastha Jnani, even though he is rich, he still continues to perform the action for whatever sake. That action doesn't incur sin. Some of the examples given is, for example, in sleep, your hand falls on somebody's face. Are you with me? Would you incur sin for that? No. This is one example. Another example is, the fan is rotating, it is switched off. Even though it is switched off, it still continues to rotate for a while. Similarly, due to certain prarabdhas, he continues in that karma, in that activity. Whatever that momentum could have been. Because of that, he is continuing in that. Right? For example, Ramtita was constantly lecturing. Means he was lecturing throughout the world. Vivekananda was doing the same thing. Ramana Maharshi in Bliss Academy. The momentum of individuals are different. But all are Brahmajnanis. In a sense, their activities are different. Adi Shankara, we can establish much, so many scriptures, etc. But he is also Brahmajnani. Ramana Maharshi throughout kept quiet. Nothing he spoke, hardly he spoke. He is also Brahmajnani. Whatever transaction. You understand? So to explain that, he takes one transaction here, which is of the Agnihotra ceremony, where the harvest is offered into Agni to kindle, to offer it to a Devata, basically. Right, and the Devata blesses with money, progeny, whatever. Different set of rituals are there. So one such ritual is taken to explain the concept. Brahma Padam means Brahma Arpanam. Arpanam Brahma. Arpanam here in the context means the instrument or the ladle which is used in the yajna for performing yajna. This is one of the karaka. Remember?
Yes.
What is that? Instrument, karanam. Are you with me? Karanam is the instrument. You use a ladle to pour ghee. Whatever you are offering, you put it, you take it with a ladle and then offer it into fire. So what is arpanam? Arpanam is the ladle, which is what? Karanam, one of the karakas. Remember, he is giving four karakas and one phala. Phala, yeah, five aspects of an action is discussed here. I told you, kriya, karaka, phalatmakam, jagat. So he gave one karaka here. What is that? Arpanam, Brahma, the instrument is also Brahma. Now, I see the instrument as instrument and myself as the person who does the action. This is karaka buddhi. But he says, he does an action seeing instrument also as Brahman only. You understand? Then next, Brahma Panam. Brahma Havihi. Hafiz is Brahma. What is Hafiz? Object karma. What is offered? Ghee, food, whatever. This is karma. Another karma. Brahma Panam. Brahma Havi. Brahma Gnau. In the fire of? In the fire of Brahman. It is offered into the fire Agni. What is it? In the Karaka. Adhikaranam. Adhikaranam. Into which? Right? Adhikaranam. So he talked about Karanam. Karma.
Adhishtan.
You understand? So Adhishtan. Four over here. Now, then, what is the next one? Brahmarpanam. Brahmani. Brahmarpanam. Brahmanahutam. By Brahman. In other words, the Karta. The doer. The doer is also taken to be the Brahman. So four karakas. All these four, he doesn't see as karaka, he sees them as Brahman. Brahman is offering. Brahman using Brahman into Brahman. And such an action, what will be the result? What does he say here? Read the verse carefully. Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavihi, Brahmagnau, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivateva Gantavyam. Such a person goes to Brahman alone. Excuse me, not to heaven. There are rituals performed to go to heaven. A person who does this yajna with Brahma Buddhi, he knows heaven is also Brahman. Why do I have to go to heaven? Heaven is also Brahman. I am Brahman. I am doing yajna. Doing yajna. Yajna itself is Brahman. The phala is Brahman. Everything is Brahman, 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 Brahman. For him. Such a person, where does he go? He doesn't go to heaven. If you go to heaven, you are gaining punya phala. Punya phala exhaust hone ke baad, you will have to come back to human form. Okay. To come back to human form. No, one of my relatives, he works in a bank as a relationship manager. Young fellow joined the bank as a relationship manager. He was only so fed up. He said, this is the worst job. Not that he's worked in many other companies in different positions. He said, this is the worst. Why? This month you could be the star performer. Meaning you have certain target, no? This much of business this you have got for the banks. Next month, all those people are not taken into account. He did so well last month, let us say. So he sent to Bali for 3 days. All expenses paid. Enjoy, comes back. Now what happened? Wo khatam ho gaya. Abhi, again, you have to get the business. If this month you don't get business, where will they send you?
back to
home. You understand? So in other words, you do punya karma, you are sent to heaven. Have maja there. But you will have to come back and again continue. So a jnani is not doing any action for going to heaven or hell or anything. He knows this is Brahman, that is Brahman, everything is Brahman. When a person does with such a jnana, where does he go? What does he attain? Whatever he attains, that also he looks at it as Brahman only in the world. And finally he will attain Brahman only. In other words, after death, there is no more reincarnation for that person. పునరపి జననం పునరపి మరణం పునరపి జననీ జగరే శయనం ఇహ సంసారే బహుదూరే కృపయా పారే పాహి మురారే. మీనింగ్ అగైన్ ఇన్ ద మదర్ వుమ్, అగైన్ గ్రోయింగ్, అగైన్ డికే, అగైన్ డిజీజ్, అగైన్ డెత్, అగైన్ మదర్ వుమ్, అగైన్ డికే, అగైన్ డిజీజ్, అగైన్ డెత్. This process is not there for such a Brahma Jnani. How is such a thing possible? Vedanta gives one example. Says, for example, how is it possible that this is also Brahman, that is also Brahman, everything is Brahman? Vedanta says, we will give you an example which you are going through, not from something outside, but what you are going through. That is dream. When you go to dream, when the waker goes to dream, what is dream? Dream is nothing but something that has come from waker's mind. So the dreamer in the dream objects and beings, the flora, the fauna, beings in the dream, friends, enemies, everybody, everybody is also part of dream. What do you mean? And in the dream, you are doing an action. Isn't that also part of the dream? Isn't that also waker's mind? So the dreamer, who is essentially the waker's mind, doing the action which is essentially waker's mind for the benefit of so-and-so, which is also waker's mind. Like that, everything in the dream is nothing but waker's mind alone. So in other words, everything looks at as waker's mind. The entire dream is nothing but waker's mind. So the doer is also waker's mind. The doing is also waker's mind. The result is also waker's mind. Nothing. So in other words, if you continue doing as a dreamer, then you are ajnani. If you do as a waker, then you are a jnani. So that is why I say, if you do an action with awareness, it doesn't bind. But if you do an action with ignorance, not with awareness, then you will certainly be bound. You can be bound by punya, which is golden shackle. You can be bound by pap, which is iron shackle. But shackle is a
bondage.
It's a bondage. Yeah.
Now, it's not even you to, after death you will get, you will be Brahman. So also when you are living in the now,
then whatever phala comes, that also you look at as Brahman.
That's what you are in now, also he will be in Brahman.
Exactly. In the world, whatever result comes from the action, that also he looks at as Brahman. And after he dies, there is no more birth for him because he become Brahman. Become Brahman means what? He was not away from Brahman in time, but he was out of ignorance, thinking that he was away from Brahman. As long as we continue to have this ignorance, the birth and death.
But when we have the solution in front of Brahman, why do we go away from
it? You have not established yourself in knowledge. You, that's what I said. One is you are informed, other is you have to establish yourself in that knowledge. That establishing takes time. And to establish yourself in that, you need to be in satsang. Satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nishchalatatvam, nishchalatatve jivanmukti. Adi Shankara again, in Bhajagopita, he says, satsanga, you have to be in the company of what? Satsang means what?
Good people, good thoughts.
Everything that is conducive for your establishing in the that is why I said you are now impregnated with jnana, but the pregnancy should be established. Like when a lady gets pregnant, she is not informing everybody and anybody till the pregnancy is consolidated. Similarly, you have to consolidate that knowledge by doing sadhana every day. Sadhana by doing sadhana every day. If you don't do that, you don't establish it. Like water sprinkled on a hot plate. That is one. Another thing is, that is why they said, don't waste the knowledge giving it to a non-adhikari. Non-adhikari. Adi Shankara talks about certain qualifications in Atma Bodha. Tapo vikshina papanam shantanam vitaraginam mumukshu namapekshoyam atma bodho vidiyate. Don't give this knowledge to one who does not do tapas. Straight away all of us are gone.
What does tapas mean?
Tapas is a two-fold exercise, discipline. There is conservation of energy that is getting dissipated in the lower channel and directing it towards the higher is called tapas. We'll talk about it in detail about the class. Conservation of energy that is getting dissipated in the lower channels. For example, by contacting that which should not be contacted, my energy is getting wasted in gossiping. Then when I have to come to the class, my throat is not there. Why? Throughout yesterday, today, I have been gossiping. You understand? So conserve that energy. Then use that, spend that energy in the areas positive. This is called tapas. Okay? So don't give it to a non-adhikari. Even Jesus Christ said the same thing. Don't cast pearls before swine. Like water sprinkled on a hot plate. So therefore you must first, before gaining jnanam, you should first become adhikari. We go to school to gain the knowledge. For what? To gain wealth. Here the process is reverse. You gain wealth first, then you will gain knowledge. That is why in the 15th chapter, which is considered as the essence of Upanishads, the jnanam is given in the 15th chapter. Remember, the first 6 chapters, the emphasis is on karma. The middle 6, the emphasis is on bhakti. The last 6, the emphasis is on jnana in the Bhagavad Gita. So when jnana is given in the 15th chapter, ultimate jnana, purusha uttama is given, then immediately it talks about character. Deva Asura Sampat Vibhaga Yoga, 16th chapter. The yoga of the distinction between the divine and the demoniac. Artha means what? Sampat means what? Sampati means wealth. What you acquire? Right? Have you acquired Deva Sampati? Or have you acquired Asura Sampati? If you have acquired Asura Sampati, even if you read 15th chapter, even if you give lecture on 15th chapter, chant 15th chapter, 24 hours, 365 days, nothing will happen to you. Because you got Asura Sampati. So you need to have Deva Sampati. That is why I said, you go to school to gain knowledge because you think with knowledge I can gain wealth. Here Vedanta says, first gain this wealth of character, the qualifications. With that qualifications, you will be able to gain knowledge. That is why Acharya Upasanam was also mentioned. But not because Acharya is affecting your seva. Then he is not an Acharya. Then he is using you. You understand? But by doing that seva, you purify yourself. Like Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So jnanam, for example, before you sow the seed, you prepare the soil. So simply every week after week after